One of the more interesting purple states in the 21st century, Iowa. This week's battleground on Emerson College Polling Weekly. Professor Kimball, start with the gubernatorial e-poll.
So we took a look here at the governor's race and the congressional four districts in Iowa. And what we have in the governor's race is challenger Fred Hubbell at 36% and the incumbent governor who was appointed, Kim Reynolds, at 31%. 7% were planning to vote for someone else and 26% were undecided. What's interesting in this race is that Hubbell has a stronger favorability or stronger popularity in the state, 43% favorable to 22% unfavorable, while Reynolds is a bit more polarizing with a 36% favorable and 37% unfavorable rating.
All right, you've got the congressional races this week, but before we do get to the congressional races, need to tell Emerson Polling supporters that they can further support Emerson Polling by supporting our sponsor, Vistaprint.com, and use that code ECPP. Emerson Polling e-polls, they're an instrumental resource to maintaining an informed electorate, and we know what Aristotle and his politics said of an informed electorate in a democracy. But they're also an incredible opportunity for Emerson students and to culminate their work, the students' work, and to make the professional impression in the right moment. Emerson Polling orders their business cards from Vistaprint. Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. That's right, just $10. That is a very low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique cards in minutes. Upload your own design, pick the paper stock, style, and quantity that is right for you, and choose your delivery speed. It's simple as that. You can do this all in just a few clicks and use it on all of your marketing going forward. Your satisfaction, 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. That's code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. ECPP at Vistaprint.com. Thank you, Vistaprint, for supporting Emerson Polling and, in turn, the American democratic process. We now return to said American democratic process with Emerson's latest e-polls. In the Iowa congressional races, Spencer, roll with them.
Iowa is an interesting state because it twice went for Obama and then flipped over to Trump in the 2016 election. So we decided that not only would we look at the gubernatorial election, but that we would dig underneath and take a look at all four congressional races. So in the first district, Abby Finkenauer, is the Democrat, has a 43% of the vote. Republican Rod Blum is at 38% with about 12% undecided. So that would be a potential upset for the Democrats in a seat that they've been looking to take. I think Obama won that district by double digits. Trump won it by just a few points. In the second district, Representative Dave Loebsack has a pretty big lead of 24 points, 45-21 over his Republican opponent, Christopher Peters. The third district, David Young, the Republican, is 47%. Cindy Axne was at 31%. This was a district we expected to see a tighter race, so we'll be looking forward to looking at this again later, closer to the election. And then in the fourth district, Steve King, Representative Steve King, the Republican, has a 10-point lead, 41-31 over J.D. Shelton. This is a very strong Republican district. This is basically how Trump was able to take a 9-point win, winning this district by nearly 30 points. So interesting to see this race even competitive at this point.
Yeah, this is probably the longest this podcast has ever gone in its history until you mentioned Trump's name. Well, you just did, so why don't we finish it on that? How is he doing in a state that he won by 9 points 2 years ago?
Well, his numbers look much like his national numbers, 37% approval, 53% disapproval. But among evangelical voters, his approval rating is actually up. It's at 55%, while his disapproval is only at 33%. So there's a group of voters who are very happy with the president's performance.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting because those individuals were not supposed to be happy with Trump in that 2016 midterms. China was supposedly targeting red states in this tariff war, trade war, economic war, as Steve Bannon calls it. How is that doing anything to his approval rating?
Well, Iowans are not happy with the recent tariffs. Only 24% think that it's good for Iowa. 52% think it's bad for Iowa. Another issue that might be more conducive for Republican candidates would be that wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. There, 50% of voters are against it, though 40% are for it. So it's a bit more polarizing of an issue. I think my last point would be that we took a look at Congressman John Delaney. He's a congressman out of Maryland's 6th District who's been running for president out in Iowa for the better part of a year. And we wanted to see if he had made any impact regarding his name recognition. And we found he had about a 17% favorable, 13% unfavorable opinion. About 1 in 5 voters had never heard of John Delaney yet. So as we start looking forward to 2020, John Delaney is one of the early candidates in the field for the Democrats.
Well, if you listen to this podcast, you now know his name. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.